We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Know somebody in your life who is super duper frugal? Like, they don't spend a dime on anything that they don't have to? Then you'll maybe be able to help Jeff through this very awkward situation, which allows us to play this. Jeff, we haven't hit it in a while.
Jeff Dollar is the king of awkward.
And I hate to say this, but I'm going to need Kelly Cheese. I think I'm going to need your advice. I think you're going to be the one who can help me.
I knew this day would come.
I hate saying it.
All right.
Tell me, child, how can I help you?
Oh, God.
Real quick, though, you still got some time to text in the $1,000 Workday cash code. It is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Text that to 72881 for your shot at $1,000. Message and data rates apply.
What you need to know is our office is in two different locations, so we don't intermingle with the bulk of our coworkers on a regular basis, which provides for some incredibly awkward opportunities for yours truly. And yesterday was one of the days when the commingling happened. They had an all-staff meeting up here, so Jen and I got to go do a little presentation at it. Everything was cool. Things were great. And then this is where it gets weird, Kelly.
Okay.
After the meeting ended, I was just bopping around, visiting with people, whatever, and somebody had a sweatshirt, a hoodie, over the back of their chair. And I said, oh, my gosh, that's awesome. And they're like, do you like it? And they held it, you know, held it up, showed it to me, whatever. I'm like, oh, my God, it's so cool. They said, do you want it? And I'm like, seriously? And they're like, yeah, do you want it? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, cool. Like, and that was like the end. And then there's a bunch of people around. So that was the end of the exchange. Do you want it? Then I moved on and I kind of forgot about it, but I do want it. Right. So I kind of forgot about it. Come in this morning, unlock my office, and on the corner of my desk is the hoodie.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fold it up nicely. There it is for you.
With a note.
What's the note say?
I paid $80 for this. You can have it for $40. Enjoy.
So you thought they were just giving it to you.
They were just giving it to me. You don't say, do you want it? If you're going to sell it to somebody, you say, do you want to buy it? But they said, do you want this? And I said, yeah.
Jeff Dollar is the king of awkward.
Right. So
now what do you do?
So now I don't. Here's the truth. I do want it for free $99.
Yeah.
I do not want it for $40.
And how do you really know that they paid $80 for it? Maybe they got it for free and they're just upselling you on the story. So they're earning $40 from this thing.
So can you absorb my situation, Kelly? Think of any way to get me out of it.
Oh, I know exactly how you're going to get out of this.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It stressed me out for the first half hour of the show today. Like, all I could think of was, like, what am I going to do when I see him?
Well, if I'm going to spend $40 on a sweatshirt, I'm going to go, like, pick out the hoodie sweatshirt at the store.
Thank you. 404-263-0941. I will take any advice I could get. Do I have to suck it up and pay the $40, or can I deny the hoodie? Because then I get labeled.
Then Kelly, you're the cheap one.
Then I'm the cheap one because he wanted it, but he wouldn't even pay $40 for it. I was willing to offer to him for $80.
He walks around here like he's a baller or something with those new squeaky clean shoes all the time, but he won't even pay $40 for a sweatshirt.
Jeff Dollar is the king of awkward.
404. 263-0941. Please, please help. And Kelly, your advice needed next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Jeff Dollar is the king of awkward.
Before you get some advice on this awkward situation, can you get everybody up to speed who's just jumping in?
Somebody in the office had a hoodie, sweatshirt folded over their chair, and I complimented it. They responded with, "Do you love it? Isn't it great? Do you want it?" To which I responded, "Oh my gosh, seriously? Like you're giving this to me? Seriously?" And they're like, "Yeah, if you want it, it's yours." And I was like, "Wow, thank you." And then the day just moved on, and I actually kind of forgot about it. But I came in this morning and was sitting on the corner of my desk with a note saying, "So glad you like this. I paid $80 for it. You can have it for $40.
And now you're like, "Wait, I don't want it for $40.
I don't want it for nothing. Like, what?"
Kelly Cheese says she's got the perfect answer on what to do in this situation.
Yeah. Easy.
Marissa in Woodstock, what does Jeff do?
Deny it.
Deny that I ever said that I liked it?
No, just hand it back to them. Creepy McCreaser, what are they doing in your office?
And then, but then I always forget to lock my office door, so I'm sure they just went in, thought I was still here, put it on the desk, and then cleaning. But what if I give it back to them? Then Jen pointed out earlier that I'm the guy who he'll take it for free, but he won't pay for it.
No. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I found one online. Thanks. Bye.
No, I like that, but you got to do like what you do with parking tickets. Throw them away and pretend like you never saw the ticket, right? So throw the note away and pretend like you never saw it.
Oh, and then just wear it?
Yeah.
And then what happens when the person comes up to me and says, "Hey, did you get my note?"
Say
you
no.
Go, what note?
Thank you for leaving the sweater. And then it puts it back in the ball back in their court to tell you that they're going to give you this but charge you $40. They're not going to do that. Throw it away like you do your parking tickets.
But if you throw away, Kelly.
What?
That's so flawed. If you don't give that, nobody listen to Kelly right now. You throw away your parking tickets, then randomly you go visit grandma in the hospital and you come out and your car's got four boots and it's been towed. Because you haven't paid a parking
ticket.
Because you haven't paid a parking ticket in 3 years.
I've been in Atlanta 10 years and I've never paid one of those. Just throw it away.
Look out. Those Park Mobile ladies, they're coming to get you. They're all eyes on you, honey. Do not even tempt that.
Is that your serious advice? That's what you would do?
Throw away the note and pretend like you never saw the note. And then the next time you see them, thank them confidently for the hoodie. Say, "Thank you so much. I saw this in my office." And when they're like,
of walking up or seeing the person while wearing the hoodie and then walking in their circle and having a conversation with them makes me sick just thinking about it.
All right, wait, one step further. What if he took a picture in it, like a selfie in it, posted it on social media and thanked them for the sweatshirt? Like, tag the person in it. Are you friends with them on social? Tag them in it, and then they'll be like, even if they send you a message, like, "Hey, bro, how about the $40 for that?" You can be like, "Ha ha 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 ha." Just pretend like it's a joke.
And then you can be like, "Loving this sweatshirt, man. I've gotten 5 compliments on it. Thanks."
And then they're like, "Yo, you need to pay me for it." Just ha 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 ha.
And then if you're like, "Well, pay you for it. What do you mean?" And he's like, "Oh, you didn't see my note?" Just say, "No, it was raining. The wind like blew it off my desk."
What note?
Right. What note?
What note?
The wind blew it off my desk?
Are we teaching you to lie like a guy? Seriously. Just deny.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
What note?
It wasn't there.
For the jacket. Just dumb confidence. Just real dumb confidence in there. It'll be great.
Do it.
I can't. I'm panicking. I'm going to actually send him a check for full price. And $10 for delivery.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.